The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Tzadhim Adav is trying to figure out Pshat in the Brisa that we brought on the top of the Amid. The Brisa says it makes it Kal V'Chomer. Ma b'mokim shabal iser kal neser ha'iser, mokim shabal iser chomer ein odin shenesa ha'iser. That there's something of a case where your bal iser kal, a person has bia within iser kal, and that causes the iser to become aser. And the Gemara wants to know, what is that case? What is the case of the bal iser kal that you're neser ha'iser? So the Gemara all the way at the bottom of the Amid, after a couple of attempts, the Gemara wants to say that we're talking about the iser of Saita. So three lines on the bottom, the Gemara says, Saita Laman, Saita to who? Lagabi, who is there an Isser to the Isser Kal? So the Gemara says, Ilam la Baal, if you're going to tell me that it's referring to the Baal, that if the Baal is Baal after she became a Saita, after she had Stira, so Baal, Asrele the Baal, which would mean that if the Baal had Bia with her, he would make her Asr on the Baal. In fact, the Gemara, my area Baal, then you don't need the Bia to make her Asr, Filo Nasan la Get, even if you gave her a Get, but Filo Amar, he made even if he says, I don't want to be mashke, I don't want to be mashke, that's enough to aser her on the bail. So the Gemara is asking that we're talking about saita, that the baal asers her through his bia, then you don't need the bia to aser. He can aser even without the bia, even if he just gives a get, or even if he just says, any mashke, she remains a sewer, she can no longer drink, and that will aser on the bail, and therefore that can't be the case we're talking about. We need a case where the bia asers and not something else. But what is mavur from the Gemara? That's mavur from the Gemara, the chayav beferish from the Gemara, that if the baal says, ain't any mashke, he says, I don't want to be mashke you, she can no longer drink. That passes her, there's no longer an opportunity to drink. Saying any mashke stops the process of hashka. So Taisa asks the Kashi, he says, where do we know this from? Tamil Ben Yitzchak, the last Taisa on the bottom of the Amid, Tamil Ben Yitzchak, the Menalan Kishayma, and Yitzchak Ashkaisa, the Shuvan Yochel Ashkaisa. Where does Gemara get this from? Where do we find that by the Baal saying, I don't want her to drink, that now it's locked in and she can no longer drink? What's the marker for that? Look, I don't find that anywhere, that the Baal saying, I don't want her to drink, stops her from drinking. So Amr Ben Yitzchak, and Ben Yitzchak answers, Shesha Chiyach Tzas, we could prove this a little bit from the Mishnah in Saita. The Chiyar Meini Mashka Ketani B'Masisim B'Saita B'Hadi Hanu D'Mechasen Yisrafis Shein Ru'i Yisayid Lishtay. So Ben Yitzchak, you could prove it from the Mishnah in Saita Daf Chof Gimel. The Mishnah over there has a list of all the cases where the Mincha of the Saita is Nisrafis. And one of the cases is when the Baal says, Eini Mashka, I don't want her to drink. So if when he says, Eini Mashka, her Mincha is burnt, that means that obviously she can't drink again. If she could drink again, then there's no reason why I have to burn the mincha. Maybe he could change his mind and say, you will drink. So if we say that when the Baal says, any mashka, you burn the mincha, that must be that once he says, any mashka, there's no longer an opportunity to be chayzer. She can no longer drink, and that's why you burn the mincha. So that is Tisus's raya, that when you say, any mashka, the Baal can't change his mind. The Avn Miloim in Simon Yadalf, Eis Aleph, he asks a kasha on this. He says he doesn't understand the raya from Tisus. The Rai of Taisus in the Mishnah. Loi, then he could say that when the Baal says any mashka, he could change his mind and she could go back and drink. You want to know why the mincha is nisuf? That's for a different technical reason. That's because of the din of dichu. You have a din of dichu by karbanos. Whenever you have a carbon that's near of a nidcha, if it was roi lak rab, and then something happened that stopped it from being kariv, so it's nidcha. So over here also, when the Baal says any mashka, at that point, you can't be, you can't make your drink. You don't bring the carbon, so the carbon is nidcha. But that doesn't mean that the Baal can't be chayzer. Now that he's chayzer, he could be chayzer and say, I want her to drink. But the problem is, now once you said any mashka, the karmen is nidcha, and once it's nidcha, it no longer could go back. Just like the Gemara says in Zvachim and David Beis, if a person ate chaylev and he's mafish a karmen, then he was eved avodah zarah. So even though he's chayzer, and now he did tshuva, but ha'ov nidcha yidacha. Once the karmen is pushed off while he did avodah zarah, it remains pushed off forever, even if he's chayzer. So even though it's biyadoi to be chayzer, still we say dichuy. So here also, even though it's biyadoi to be chayzer, after he said any mashka, he could go back and say, I am a mashka, the maisa it's nidcha. So maybe that's why the carbon is nisraf, that's why the mincha is nisraf. But there's no raya from here that the Baal can't go back. Where does Taisa see from here that the Baal can't go back once he says any mashka? Maybe Leilam could go back, and it's just because of this halacha of dichuy. As a fact, the Avnim Luim. Now the Magi in the back of Avnim Luim, which is, these Haggais were written by the son-in-law of the Avnim Luim, who is known as Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport, known as Shir, and he wrote Haggais on the Maftechas of the Avnim Luim. So he says a teretz to this kasha of his of the Avnim Luim, which was his Shver, the Shver of the Avnim Luim, and he says that he holds his teretz as Pashat. He says that you can't say that the reason of here is because of Dichoy, because the halacha we hold like the Rabbanan, that the Seder is mashka v'chakach makir. First you're mashka, the isha, the mayim, and then you are Makiv Namincha. So that means that over here at this point, when the husband says any mashka, obviously the hashka didn't take place yet. So if the hashka didn't take place, then it's not yet the zman of hakrava. It's not the zman when you should be makiv the carbon. The zman hakrava only happens once you're mashka. So over here, you're before the zman of the carbon. So Zak, the magia, he says, before the zman hakrava, there's no din dichoy. Dichoy is only once the zman hakrava came, and then it's pushed away. But over here, we're not in the zman hakrava. It's not the zman haroi the carbon yet, because the hashka didn't take place. And just like the Gemara says in Sukkah, that if you have a niktam resha, the hadas, merev yamtav, and then the tamar grew, we don't say it's nidcha, because the dicha over there happened before the zman mitzvah. When the dicha happens before the zman mitzvah, it's not nidcha. It's only nidcha when the zman mitzvah came, and then it's pushed away. But if you're not in the zman mitzvah yet, then there's no dicha. So over here, kol zman you weren't mashka, you're not in the zman mitzvah. The zman hakrava didn't happen yet, so the fact that it was nidcha would not be a problem, because you're before the zman mitzvah. Mimela, zakti magia, Tysus raya is a gishmaki raya. From the fact that you see that it's burnt, it must be that once you say any mashka, you can't go back. You can't say it's because of dicha, because the zman mitzvah is not yet here. That's what he wants to say to answer the kasha of the Amnon Miloy. I was thinking perhaps you could say a different teretz, that maybe the whole kasha is not shred. You can't say dicha here bichlal, because dicha is only when you have some type of chalais psul in the carbon and the gavra, then you could say that it's nitcha, it's pushed away. So the mashal, the person did avodah zarah, becomes a mummer, there's a chalais psul, then we say it's nitcha, even though it's biyadah. Over here, there's no chalais psul, there's no psul of any mashka. The reason why, if you say any mashka, we're not mashka, is because you can't be mashka bal karcha. You need the ratzon of the baal. The baal has to be willing, he has to be agreeing that the hashka should take place. When he says, I don't want it, we can't force him. We can't be mashka bal karcha. But there's no chalais psul. It's just it's a chisarn. And in the hechitim shabai, we can't do it. Kol zman, he's saying, I don't want you to do it. Once he changes his mind and says, I want you to do it, then now you could do it. But being that there's no psul, chal on the gavra, on the carbon, there's no din dichoy for that. Dichoy has to be that there's some chalais which has been chal. And just saying, I don't want to, would not cause that. And therefore, perhaps that's why Tyson said, there's no din dichoy over here. And from the fact that we see that it's Nisraf, would Taka be a good raya that once you say any mashka, you can no longer change your mind, and then yes, be mashka.